How to find and claim unclaimed insurance benefits in 2026. Find My Insurance Guide. On July 7, 2026, a focused outreach campaign began for approximately $10.3 trillion in unclaimed insurance benefits. This guide explains how to use Find My Insurance to check insurance enrollment records and interim, maturity, and dormant insurance benefits, and how to distinguish claims eligible for simplified filing from policies requiring insurer verification. After verifying your identity on Find My Insurance, you can check your insurance enrollment records and interim, maturity, and dormant insurance benefits all at once. Claims eligible for simplified filing that require no additional verification can be submitted online. But policies involving large payouts or requiring beneficiary verification undergo a separate insurer review. Interim and maturity insurance benefits may accrue interest under the policy terms, but dormant insurance benefits generally do not accrue interest. Instead of logging in directly under the deceased person's name, heirs must first use the one-stop inheritance service or the heir financial transaction inquiry process. For safety, enter the official Find My Insurance address directly in your browser's address bar, rather than using links in text messages or paid refund agency services. Unclaimed insurance benefits are benefits for which a payment-triggering event has occurred and the payment amount has been determined, but the policyholder or beneficiary has not yet filed a claim. They include interim benefits, maturity benefits, and dormant insurance benefits, and can be checked through Find My Insurance, an official service operated by the Korea Life Insurance Association and the General Insurance Association of Korea. Key points of the 2026 Intensive Unclaimed Insurance Benefits Notification Campaign starting July 7, 2026, the Financial Services Commission and the insurance industry launched an intensive notification campaign to help people claim approximately $10.3 trillion in unclaimed insurance benefits. In 2025, approximately 800,000 unclaimed insurance benefit cases totaling $3.247 trillion were refunded. Category details. Start date of the 2026 intensive notification campaign, July 7, 2026. Amount covered by the campaign, approximately $10.3 trillion benefits refunded in 2025, approximately 800,000 cases, $3.247 trillion official integrated lookup channel, Find My Insurance, $10.3 trillion is the total amount of unclaimed insurance benefits and does not represent the amount available to each individual. The start date of the intensive notification campaign is also not a uniform claim deadline. However, because policy status, statutes of limitations, and applicable interest rates may vary, it is advisable to check your information and then confirm your rights and claim requirements with the relevant insurance company. Who can use the service and what to prepare in principle? Find My Insurance is a service through which individuals can look up their own insurance information. What to prepare before searching personal identification information, such as your name and resident registration number and identity verification method shown on the screen, such as a mobile phone or joint certificate consent to the collection, use, and lookup of personal information account. Information in your name for receiving benefits when filing an online claim, an ID card, claim form, and additional supporting documents to submit if verification by the insurance company is required. The supported verification methods and claim requirements may be revised, so you should follow the latest instructions shown on the actual screen. Corporate policies, group insurance, mutual aid products, or policies outside the scope of the electronic lookup system may need to be checked directly with the relevant insurance company or institution. How to look up and claim benefits through Find My Insurance 1. Go to the official address, do not use search advertisements or links in text messages. Instead, enter CONT, insure, or KR directly into your browser's address bar. Check both the operating organization and the domain displayed on the screen. 2. Select the unclaimed insurance benefits lookup menu on the application screen. Enter the required information, such as your name and resident registration number, and complete identity verification. You must also complete the consent process for the lookup of personal information. 3. Review your insurance policy history in the search results. Review your policy information, including the insurance company, product name, policy status, and policy relationship. If the results differ from what you expected, contact the insurance company that handled the policy directly. 4. Check the type and amount of unclaimed insurance benefits. Check whether interim benefits, maturity benefits, and dormant insurance benefits are listed separately. The amount shown on the screen may be reference information as of the lookup date, and the actual payment may differ depending on taxes, offsets against loans, policy changes, and the results of the payment review. 5. Check whether a simplified claim is available for policies with an active online claim button. You can file a claim by following the on-screen instructions. Enter your account information and contact details accurately, and save the submission result. If there is no claim button or the screen indicates that verification by the insurance company is required, you must file the claim through the relevant insurance company's official customer service center or branch. The fact that a benefit appears in the search results does not mean that the payment review has been completed. 6. Confirm whether payment has been made. Benefits eligible for simplified claims may be paid into the account you entered if no separate verification is required. If additional review is needed, the insurance company will check matters such as the beneficiary, details of the insured event, policy loans, attachments, or supporting documents before deciding whether to pay and determining the amount. Differences between immediately claimable policies and policies requiring additional verification category eligible for online simplified claims requires additional verification by the insurance company, basic conditions policies for which the payment amount has been determined, and no additional information needs to be verified. Policies requiring additional verification of the beneficiary, policy relationship, grounds for payment, or other details amount threshold according to financial authorities' guidance. Claims of at most KRW 10 million are typical simplified claims, but the criteria shown on the actual screen take precedence claims of more than KRW 10 million and other cases requiring an insurance company verification process, processing method enter an account, and file the claim through Find My Insurance, submit documents to the insurance company, or file the claim after. Consultation typical examples benefits where the claimant is the beneficiary, and the payment conditions and amount are clear death benefits, inheritance-related benefits, unclear beneficiaries, and policies involving attachments, pledges, or policy loans, notes completion of claim submission must be distinguished from completion of the actual deposit. The amount shown in the lookup does not guarantee the final payment amount. The latest information displayed on each policy's lookup screen is the most accurate way to determine whether a simplified claim is available. The processing method may vary depending on the combined amount of multiple benefits, the policy status, or the results of the insurance company's verification. How to distinguish interim, maturity, and dormant insurance benefits, type meaning interest and claim considerations. Interim benefits, benefits that became payable at a specified time or upon fulfillment of certain conditions during the insurance period, but were not claimed a guaranteed rate or separate interest rate may apply under the policy terms. Because claiming may stop future interest accrual, check the applicable interest rate first. Maturity benefits, benefits for policies that have matured, but for which the statute of limitations has not yet expired. The applicable interest rate may decrease in stages depending on the time elapsed since maturity. The exact rate varies according to the enrollment date and policy terms. Dormant insurance benefits, unclaimed benefits for which the statute of limitations on the right to claim has expired. Additional interest generally does not accrue. If such benefits appear in the lookup, it is reasonable to check whether payment is available and review the procedure before filing a claim. The appearance of unclaimed insurance benefits in the search results does not always mean that claiming them immediately is advantageous. In particular, Interim benefits may be subject to a relatively high interest rate under the policy terms, so you should compare the current applicable rate, future rate changes, and your need for funds. In contrast, dormant insurance benefits that do not accrue interest are unlikely to provide any interest-related advantage if left unclaimed for a long period. Procedure for heirs to locate a deceased person's insurance policies. An heir cannot simply log in to Find My Insurance using their own identity verification and immediately look up all insurance policies held by the deceased. The heir must first complete an official inheritance lookup procedure. Apply for the government's one-stop inheritance service or the Financial Supervisory Service's Heirs Financial Transaction Lookup Service. During the application process, submit the requested materials, such as the heir's ID and documents verifying the death and family relationship. Review the results to determine whether the deceased had insurance and identify the insurance company. Contact the relevant insurance company's official customer service center or branch to inquire about the procedure for claiming inherited insurance benefits. Submit the documents required by the insurance company, such as a family relationship certificate, basic certificate, death diagnosis-related documents, and documents verifying the inheritance relationship. The required documents may vary depending on the number of heirs, whether a beneficiary was designated, and whether there is a will, renunciation of inheritance, or qualified acceptance. The designated beneficiary of death benefits and the legal treatment of the benefits as inherited property may also vary by policy, so verification with the insurance company is required. How to distinguish official notices from impersonation text messages? Beware of phishing text messages, impersonating unclaimed insurance benefit notices, and advertisements for paid refund agents. Criteria for safe verification: do not click links included in text messages. Enter CONT, insure, or KR directly into the address bar. Check whether anyone claiming to be the Financial Services Commission, Financial Supervisory Service, Korea Life Insurance Association, General Insurance Association of Korea, or an insurance company is asking you to pay a refund fee in advance. Do not send your full resident registration number, certificate password, bank account password, or one-time password by text message or messenger. Do not trust the caller ID alone. Call back using the customer service number listed on the insurance company's official website. Stop if you are asked to install a remote control app or a security app from an unclear source. Be wary of language pressuring you to act immediately, such as apply by today or the entire amount will expire if you do not apply. You can perform the lookup yourself through the official service without using a paid agent. The fact that an intensive notification campaign is underway does not mean that every recipient is eligible to receive insurance benefits. Conduct the lookup and claim process yourself through the free official channel, and understand that payment eligibility is determined based on the insurance policy and review results. Checklist for reviewing lookup results: do the insurance company and product name match the policy you know? Is the benefit an interim, maturity, or dormant insurance benefit? Are the reference date for the displayed amount and whether interest is included indicated? What is the current applicable interest rate and how will it change in the future? Is the online simplified claim button active? Does the designated beneficiary match the actual claimant? Are there any conditions affecting the payment amount, such as policy loans, attachments, or pledges? Have you saved the claim receipt number and processing result? Official lookup link: the official address for Find My Insurance is https://cont.insure.or/kr/. After completing identity verification, you can look up your insurance policy history and unclaimed insurance benefits. For policies supporting simplified claims, you can also complete the claim process through the same service. The 2026 Intensive Notification Campaign began on July 7, but this date is not a single claim deadline applicable to all insurance benefits. Because each policy has a different status and legal relationship, promptly contact the relevant insurance company if the search results indicate that insurance company verification is required.